Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sunshine.
Hey, superstar. Give me a hug.
Give us a hug.
Wait. Back up a bit.
But why?
Why?
It's National Hugging Day.
No, I'm not hugging you.
Aw.
Come on. Give us a hug.
Give us a hug.
Happy National Hugging Day.
I'm hugging. I'm hugging.
Let's hug it out.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so are we good?
Yeah.
Let's start the show.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty. By the way, keep up. It's Tuesday morning.
It is Tuesday.
At about 6:05, National Hug Day.
I know.
Come on. Let's bring it in.
Bring it in. Group hug. Group hug. Ouch.
That's how we do it. And Mike and Carla Morning Show on three. One, two, three. Mike and Carla Morning Show. All right. Does that make everybody feel better?
Yeah, we'll have to talk. Lots coming up now. We know who's in the big game, huh?
Yes. What a weekend of football.
I know. Surprising?
No.
I know. I didn't think so either.
And by the way, for the record, Packers getting beat couldn't happen to a nicer franchise.
I know.
Being a Bears fan.
I know.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
I'm sure.
You be in Detroit.
Dumb. Enough with it. A lot of people on Facebook Live said, going to be the most watched Super Bowl in history. I said, why? Because the Patriots aren't in it.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. But how do we have a Super Bowl without cheating? Come on.
You got to have something.
Yes.
To spice it up a little bit.
Yes.
And, of course, VGK over the weekend. Tonight, they're back on the ice. 4 o'clock drop.
I know. I got my shirt on.
Look at that.
I said, you can see it. You know, there's the Golden Knights down there in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And then over here is their logo, kind of in Reno, kind of on my right breast.
Yeah.
In a few years, I think that Vegas will be also on my left breast.
If
I don't play my cards right. Jeez. Wow.
Yeah, and you know what? If you cinch it, actually could be a little dress
I
for
know.
You.
Why does everyone think that everyone's tall?
I don't know.
I know you deal with this too, Mike. Yes. Morty, you probably do too.
Yeah.
We're not tall. We're really, no. I'm not even average.
Well,
so
we'll continue with the fashion show here in just a couple of minutes. Some clouds. Otherwise, hopefully a little sun peeking through. High in the low 60s today. Same for tomorrow. Only about 51 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston just about broke the internet.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, more on that, some other stories after the Eagles.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Big weekend of competition. Of course, the NFL playoffs, the SAG Awards. Patrick Mahomes, listen to this, has passed Tom Brady on a list of the best-selling NFL jerseys. Tom Brady is now second. I know. Followed by Ezekiel Elliott. So there you go. There's your 1, 2, and 3. Good for you, Patrick. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston's reunion at the SAG Awards resulted in a photo. There's a picture where Brad is kind of holding her wrist. That where you kind of grab someone's, you know, wrist and hey.
Yeah.
Well, one of her fingers is under Brad's lapel in the picture.
It's amazing how people read stuff into different things.
Well, like people were even celebrities were fangirling over this. Courtney Cox was liking photos. A lot of other Leonardo DiCaprio, they were liking the photo. So, of course, everybody said, what do they know?
Yeah.
You know, as much as everyone wants mad, passionate love to happen, Brad and Jen haven't really given any indication that that's going to happen. But they sure were friendly. It was really cool to see. I have always been a fan of those two together, but nobody talked to me, so if they do talk to me, I will encourage.
Okay.
Maybe because he's sober and all that, maybe it'll change.
Yes, maybe so. She's not going to put up with that drinking crap, I'll tell you that right now. So maybe that's why he cleaned up, is to go
back.
Or
maybe after sobering up, he looked at her and said, wow, not bad.
Why did I do this? I know. Hello? I think they both have a picture in the
closet. I mean, if Ross can get this, I can get this. I'm Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
I had this.
He did win the Best Supporting Actor Award, and here's what he had to say.
Thank you. My brothers, my sisters, this means so much. I want you to know I watch everything. I watch you all.
and the work has been mesmerizing, so I thank you. I want to thank my co-stars, Leo, Margot Robbie, Margot Robbie's feet, Margaret Qualley's feet, Dakota Fanning's feet. Seriously, Quentin has separated more women from their shoes than the TSA.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's putting it on his Tinder
profile. Is that from
profile.
The movie, the Hollywood movie?
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes. So, by the way, don't miss Kansas live at the Smith Center March 21st. And yes, that is my painfully deep take.
All right. Congratulations. First winner of the morning, Justin Kant. Justin Kant got the call from the Beasley banker who is back.
Yeah.
The 10K payday contest is back and, of course, got the call. His reaction when he picked up the phone?
Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Found out he won $1,000.
Yeah.
Asked what he was going to do with the money.
We got a couple trips planned, so just give it to the wife and see what she does with it, and hopefully have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, just going to hand it over to the wife.
Yeah, apparently Justin can. Jeez. Yeah. Wow.
So nice. He, along with everybody else who entered the word, what was it? It was Worth.
Worth.
In that designated time period, through the app or on our website, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. More details on our website or on the app for the 10K payday contest.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, every once in a while, we like spotlighting the kids. So, with that said, this is a dad. He recorded a year's worth of baby noises from his newborn son. And basically put it to AC/DC music.
Okay.
All right.
Or turned it into.
Yeah, basically turned it into. But listen to this. If you are a big fan of AC/DC,
that's awesome.
Maybe you're not anymore.
I love it.
If that doesn't make you want to have a baby.
I think I would go see this kid before AC/DC, though, now. That is so cool.
That's a dad with a lot of time on his hands.
I know. I hear a little, like, on the drum, too, that boom, boom. I wonder if that's something else that the kid did or if
that's... I don't know that last part.
Okay. Wow.
Now, I think he mixed in some...
That must be. The Astros throwing signs with the trash can lid.
And then, of course, when it's mom's birthday, you got the kids around. You got to add that extra at the end of the birthday song.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday, dear mama.
Jeez.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Dad goes on, he's like, I did not teach that to her. No, do that again.
Huh?
Do that again.
Okay,
that is
on.
The most unexpected.
Here it is.
And many more.
Whoa!
Oh, jeez!
I did not teach her that. I have no idea where she learned that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think that's Wendy's daughter, actually. I think
that's Wendy.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes, we do love spotlighting the kids. Boy, there was a lot of things going on. As Jody
usual.
And I were just kind of scanning through Facebook over the weekend, it was all about Tool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were shocked.
Shocked!
When we gave away Tool tickets.
Yeah.
And I was telling a friend of mine, I said, that was like one of the hottest tickets.
Absolutely.
Morty, I know you went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
good
I
show.
Saw your video.
Oh, yeah.
I saw, yeah.
Yeah, it's the only show that I'll stand up and I'll, for the entire thing.
Yeah.
And I'll sing along to the songs and I won't do it in most shows.
Now, you were talking about going, Carla.
I was, and I did not go. I was out in Mesquite. And then I ended up kind of getting... Not stuck out there, but chatting.
Yeah.
You know, with some people who are out there eating and the whole thing. So I did not.
One thing leads to another.
Yes,
I told Jody, I said, if Carla goes to Tool tonight, she is a rock star.
Well, I have a niece, my 7-year-old niece, who went.
Yeah.
So I was very glad.
But I heard it was a great show.
Oh,
you said, Morty, that it was awesome.
Yeah, it's an experience. It's not a show.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. They're like performance art almost. Sort of. I mean, yeah, they are cool, man.
I'm glad I gave my tickets up then.
Yeah, it's too bad you didn't go, Mike. Listen.
And then Styx was in town.
Styx was in town. As a matter of fact, Kathy wrote us and said, happy Monday, guys. Now Tuesday. Thanks for the Styx tickets that I won a while back. Playing Kazookie Wednesday. It was an awesome concert. Again, thank you so much, Kathy. So awesome. That's cool.
By the way, if you want to enjoy our visit with Lawrence Gowan of Styx, the new guy that's been with him for like 25 years.
Yes.
It's on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Had a good time with him, as we always do.
We do.
When he calls into the show. All right, sunshine, maybe a little bit of sun. Not bad. Low 60s to high, 51 now. Just a few things we think you should know. Do that after Benatar. Heartbreaker.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, an online sportsbook has already put out the lines on some of those prop bets can make for the big game. For example, you can bet on what color Demi Lovato's microphone will be. If Mr. Peanut's monocle will come off during a Planters ad.
Mm-hmm.
And if J-Lo will show any butt cleavage. And I am quoting that from the prop bets.
Cleavage?
Yeah. If you'll get to see a little, you know, the top of the cleavage. Yeah. Oh,
is that the cheek or the
Would be covering the you know, like a plumber's. Like their plumbers.
Okay. J-Lo.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
I get it now.
Yes.
Thank you for drawing the diagram.
No problem. I know. Like this one, then the right. Okay, there you go. And then perpendicular to
the low front comes in and it's
vertically. Yes, exactly.
The Sausalito cutoff.
Yes, exactly, Mike.
Thank you.
Kansas City Chiefs right now a 1-point favorite over the 49ers.
Wow.
That could change. I know.
That's tight.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Google is now worth, listen to this, hear it right, people, $1 trillion.
Wow.
Trillion with a T. With a T. $1 trillion.
Do you have Google stock?
No, my dad had Google stock.
He had Google stock.
Yes, he did. He had Google and Yahoo. And one did really well. One, not so well. But I don't know where he got his stock knowledge.
Yeah.
But he,
Because I was going to put together a group and try and buy one stock.
Just buy one?
Just one.
You know, I'll have to see what their shares are. Just like one share?
Or just
we all pitch in and buy like five
shares. Maybe we do it that way.
Wow. If you got in on Google, boy, early on,
you're not doing morning radio.
No. You know what? People are looking at your salary to see if they're making that, in like years.
Right.
Years, yeah.
It's only $1,472.77 right now.
You know, I sold some stock a while ago, and I bought it. It was about $3.45 a share when I bought it, $3.45. And I sold it at $3.71.
Oh.
And I swear to God, I got a check, and it was like...
Again.
And it was
You're still on the show, so.
Exactly, Mike. Okay. Listen, I'm telling you right now, every time you search for porn, Google is making a dollar. Yeah. Okay? Everyone out there, they're pulling in about $1. All sponsored by Sam and Ash. Sam and Ash, what's right? It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Carla, I want to warn you right now. Last week, we were talking about your nemesis.
Yeah.
Sonia?
Sonia. Yes.
All right. Morning tractor down.
Oh, great.
I want to get this out in the open, and maybe we can just patch and you can move on.
All right.
Whoa. Because this has been going on since college.
Talk about real stuff on the air, Carla. Okay.
It might be, what do they call it? Healing or something, or closure.
Well, it was for a couple other things, so, okay.
So we're going to call her and get her on the phone.
Hopefully she's working. Oh, wait, I don't think she does. Anyhow.
This was Carla's nemesis. According to what we talked about last week.
I didn't even know her that well, but yeah.
All right. We have the number. We're going to call her.
Okay.
She doesn't know it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots lots of fun on 96.3 KKLZ.
So, Carla, last week we were talking about your nemesis.
Oh, my God, Sonia. And I'm sorry. No, that's not Sonia.
So we actually tracked her down. We have her on the phone.
Why?
Because I think it's important you bury this. You've been carrying this with you.
Oh, my God.
For how long? Since college?
Yes, since college. Since freshman year of college.
All right. We have Sonia on the phone. Good morning, Sonia.
Sonia.
See? Oh. Still with the Sonia.
Oh, God. And I swear to God, I wasn't going to do it.
Sonia.
I apologize. It's
Sonia. Hi, Sonia.
Now, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, and we have Carla Ray. I don't know if you remember her, but she seems to think that you two have had a beef since college.
Are you serious?
Do you remember a class you had with her?
It was our communications class. It was a communications
class.
It was just one class.
A long, long time ago. Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry.
We had to go around the room, and you talked to the person next to you.
Right.
They told you about themselves, and then you had to tell the class about that person. And you, when I went to, say, this is Sonia Stasenko, and of course... Yes.
Sonia.
Yes! And that is what you said to me. It's Sonia.
But it's the way she said it.
Yes, it was just the way you said it to me. Oh. And you were, all whatever. You just, I don't even want to say it.
And that bothered you.
Yes.
And you've carried this with you.
Yes.
She played tennis or?
Yes, you played tennis and you golfed and you were dating. And I know you ended up marrying Jack. He was big doctor's son.
Are you still married?
Yeah, there's.
Yes, we are. We're happily married. I do play tennis still.
Oh.
If it's any consolation, I'm definitely put on some weight over the last 30 or so years. So,
does that help at all, Carla?
No. No.
No, Jack and I are happily married. We have two kids. They are now off adulting, and I just feel horrible. I barely even remember our interaction. It was so limited.
It's okay. I talked to our mutual friend, Kathy. She was like, seriously, you're still with this?
It was so long ago. I am so sorry for anything I did.
All right. But
I just really have a problem with people pronouncing my name.
Well, apparently you do. Yes, apparently.
Carla, I know you were super funny and always thought you were funny. What are you doing now?
I didn't think I was funny, I guess. I am a comedian and doing this little morning show.
You're a comedian. You get paid for making people laugh.
Yes, I get paid for making people laugh.
She's a real live comedian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Matter of fact, during college, maybe partly because of you, Sonia, I started hitting the road doing comedy and did a little late night since then.
She's been on Conan?
Shows. Yeah.
I remember you were short, and do you have a gap in your teeth?
I do. I still have it. Listen, it is good to hear from you. I'm glad you're doing
good to hear from you, too. Thank you so much. And I really am sorry if I was a little bit of a...
See, doesn't that make you feel better?
Well, it does. It does. Everybody changes, right?
Okay.
Everybody changes.
And the fact that she maybe put on a couple of pounds.
More than a couple.
Okay.
We don't have to bring that up.
I don't know where you live right now, but maybe next
time... She's up in Reno.
Time you go up to Reno, Carla.
I know.
You might have coffee or something and...
Maybe.
Okay.
I'd love that.
Sonia.
That would be fine, Sonia.
Bye, Carla. Thank you.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, stuff.
Stuff. S-T-U-F-F, stuff.
That's it, right there. The word you need for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Text stuff to 45911. That is 45911. Win $1,000 and also qualify for the 10K payday. Enter stuff at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on your smartphone. Again, stuff. 15 minutes to text the word, spell it correctly, and make sure you pick up your phone in about a half hour because it might be the Beasley banker just wanting to tell you you want $1,000. Again, the word stuff. Text it 45911. 15 minutes to do it. Go. Good luck.
A little bit later on this hour, tickets for Bon Jovi. Win them before you could buy them. We announced that show late last week. So they're coming back to Vegas.
Yes,
you want to find out more details? Log on to our website, 96.3kklz.com. And a lot of people were texting in from last hour's conversation with your nemesis.
Oh, my. Yes,
I think
were.
It might be a good idea. Next time you're up in Reno, dial it up.
Do you? Do you? Dalton doesn't.
No.
He said, she is so annoying. No coffee for sure. I got, you always thought you were funny? Wow. You were right. Full of herself.
Well,
still.
Maybe she doesn't know. Maybe coffee and a couple of tickets to your next show up in Reno.
Like I say, one of my dear friends, they're like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she's very different now. And,
okay.
You know,
well,
we all grow up, but it just sticks with me.
Okay.
Just sticks right in my craw.
Hopefully that helped.
Whatever a craw is, it's sticking in there.
I got a craw.
Yes, that's right.
Clouds this morning, then sunshine a little bit later on today. Tomorrow, high in the low 60s. Let me see. It's only about, 51. Nice
that's
morning.
Nice. Yeah, that's
not bad
really
at all.
Nice.
Carly has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, what will Kim Kardashian do once she has her law degree? I will tell you.
All right, more on that. Their stories.
I know.
After Billy Joel.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Let's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, ladies, he's off the market. Tim Tebow got married. He married former Miss Universe, Demi Lee Nell Peters, in Cape Town, South Africa. And instead of wedding gifts, they asked for people to make charitable donations. I just hate him even more. No, I'm kidding. He's Mr. Good Guy.
Yeah.
But guess who's getting some, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess who's getting a little something-something?
After all these years.
So. I know.
He was a virgin, right?
Yeah, he was, quote-unquote, waiting until he got married. Well, I don't
not
believe.
That there's anything wrong with that.
No, there isn't, but I just don't believe he big NFL star.
Fake news.
You know what? So were the boys in NSYNC and Boys to Men and New Kids on the Block.
The Jonas Brothers.
Who were wearing their purity rings just like Tim. And now it's
so
like,
you don't buy it.
No, I don't buy it at all.
Okay.
No. But good for him. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She is almost
hopefully they're happy.
He is. Oh, I'm sure they are. I'd be happy if I married anyone in Cape Town. Are you kidding me? Beautiful there. Okay, but we're done now, right?
Can we go back?
Caitlyn Jenner says that Kim Kardashian is planning to open her own law firm once she passes the bar exam. This all sounds so funny. But he said she wants to work with work on prison reform and try to hire as many former inmates who've studied law. You can actually get your degree, you know, depending on the prison you're in law. And she wants to help people who are in the prison system unfairly. And she's done that somewhat with a few people.
I'm just trying
already,
to
I know.
Hear
her.
Like her final statement.
Closing argument.
And the jury just going, you know what? Not guilty.
Oh, my God. He's so innocent. You guys don't even know. Chloe, Court, isn't he? He's so innocent. He's
not
like,
guilty. Just make her stop.
But I have to finish telling you why he is so not guilty. Does my butt look big in this courtroom?
We're going to take a 10-minute recess. No, 30 minutes.
Wow. Look at us laughing at her. And she's, you know, if it's true.
She's doing great. She's going to really do something cool. I think it's great. Good for her. Yeah. Finally.
I would watch that first trial, though.
Oh, yeah. I totally would.
Yeah. They should make it a pay-per-view.
Remember the dancing Edos? I'll bet they'll have something even more impressive.
Right.
Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, they indeed will be relinquishing their titles. They will no longer receive money from the royal family. They actually, I guess, won't, I guess, officially be called Prince and Fred or Duchess, I guess it would be. So, and T-Mobile's going to kick them off the Buckingham Palace family plan.
Okay.
Please, can we still stay on the family plan?
All right.
So, hey, listen, don't miss Kansas over at the Smith Center live March 21st. That is my painfully deep breath.
Carly, you had mentioned the big game, some of the prop bets going out for the big game between Kansas City and San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Like, what color is the microphone's going to be during a halftime. How many times will the monocle for the Mr. Peanut fall out of his eye?
Will it fall out in the commercial? Whether J-Lo will show butt cleavage?
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know if there's a prop bet for this, but if you were betting on what celebrity would first come out with a big game song for their team, we have a winner already.
This is cool.
Melissa Etheridge was on the Dan Patrick Show. She is from Kansas.
Yes, she's from just outside of Kansas City.
So she is very excited and put all of her excitement into words. Listen to this. Melissa Etheridge, all about her Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, 50 years they came and went, and sometimes we got close. Gonzalez never got to go, Jamal nor the great Priest Holmes. So many times it broke my heart, thought I might never know. But the Chiefs just broke that playoff curse, and now they're headed to the Super Bowl. I've seen the closest thing to Superman this girl has ever known. We traded up in 17 for the greatest Pat Mahomes.
Great.
Now, I know possibly San Francisco might have a lot more to choose from.
Right.
When it comes to rock and roll.
Right.
People out of that city.
Sure, but I mean, she's, you know.
She's a pretty good one if you're from Kansas City.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's Melissa Etheridge and her song about the Kansas City Chiefs going to the big game. Talking about the big game, Bon Jovi. We have those tickets to give away. We're going to tell you how to win those in about 6-7 minutes from now.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we looked down up a list of rock and rollers from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did well with Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, not a lot to choose from.
No, there really isn't. No, you'd think there was, and a lot of people think that maybe. I mean, she's from Leavenworth, Kansas, which is right outside of Kansas City.
Okay.
Ooh, boy.
I mean, if you're talking about rock and rollers doing a song for their team from San Francisco or Kansas City, Melissa Etheridge to do one for Kansas City, that's a pretty good get.
Yes, that's a big get.
What about the band Kansas?
Topeka, which is over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think San Francisco might win this battle. Maybe
if you were to do
Huey Lewis, Santana, Journey.
Yeah, you mean as far as the Oh, yeah.
There's a whole list. Starship.
A lot of bands out of Starship. Yeah, there's a lot of them out of there. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
I know.
Until we hear from one of those bands, Kansas City wins.
Yes, that's right.
At this point in time.
Isn't Journey from San Francisco?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's why I mentioned that.
Journey.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't hear that. Sorry. Yeah,
would you like to tune in? And
he's producing. Morgan's producing.
I was just looking at all the other artists that aren't here in, like, Jefferson Airplane and Dead Kennedys. And
yeah, wow. That's right.
Now Grace I know how you feel when I mention something.
Yeah.
Tool? Okay. Pair of tickets to win them before you can buy them to see Bon Jovi, T-Mobile Arena, Saturday, June 20th. From the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Tickets don't go on sale until this Friday. You have a chance to win them right now.
Spy the Lie. Bon Jovi, Spy the Lie. But let me just do this. San Francisco, you mentioned Journey. Starship or Jefferson Airplane. Sly and the Family Stone. Faith No More. Third Eye Blind. Dead Kennedys. Steve Miller Band. Huey Lewis. Four Non Blondes. Let's see. Night Ranger. I mean, we could go on and on. Santana.
Right.
Train. This is San Francisco. I mean, there's just tons of them.
They could do like a We Are the World type song for the 49ers.
Yes, I know. They absolutely, yeah, why not?
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
I'd check that one out. Jeez.
John Bon Jovi. All right, so get ready. Spy the Line. We'll explain the game when we find caller number 9 on the phone. Get through news and weather. And then 702-739-9636. Carla, we have Matt on the phone. He's ready to play Spy the Lie about Bon Jovi to win these tickets. Here we go.
John Bon Jovi is related to Frank Sinatra. John Bon Jovi sang backup on a Cher album. John Bon Jovi's mom was a Playboy bunny.
Out of all three, which one is the lie?
I'm going to go with Sinatra.
No, he is related to Frank Sinatra.
Is he really?
Yes, he really is.
Really?
I would have picked that one, too.
Really? Okay, yeah. He is related to Frank Sinatra. Try again, my friend.
Give it a shot, Kathy.
He is related to Frank Sinatra. He sang backup on a Cher album. His mom was a Playboy bunny.
Playboy bunny.
No, that is true.
I would have picked that one too. Jason, what about you? Can you win the tickets? Here we go.
Jason, he is related to Frank Sinatra. He sang backup on a Cher album. His mom was a Playboy bunny.
Is it 1, 2, or 3? Spy the Lie. Which one?
His mom's a Playboy bunny?
No, that is true. That is true.
She was a hot rock and roll mom.
I know.
Yeah. Can't believe this has gone this far. Kevin's on the phone. Kevin, 1, 2, or 3?
Kevin, John Bon Jovi. He is related to Frank Sinatra. His mom was a Playboy bunny.
Or?
He sang backup on a Cher album.
3.
You're absolutely right. That's the lie. Now, he did help produce one of her albums.
But never sang backup.
No, he did not. Good job.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I thought they were all true.
I know. Yeah, his mom was a Playboy bunny, and he was indeed related to Frank Sinatra.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Bon Jovi. By the way, for a second chance to win, everybody else, you can register online right now at 96.3kklz.com. Congratulations. Thanks for listening. And by the way, big night for the Vegas Golden Knights on the ice in Boston. So let's hear it.
Go Knights, go.
We always tell you, if the phone rings, pick it up, especially if you enter the 10K payday cash contest.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the Beasley Banker calling you to let you know that you won $1,000. Kendra Miller got the call. Her reaction when she was told she won $1,000.
You're kidding me. That's awesome. It's my birthday, so it's a great birthday present.
That's how you celebrate your birthday right off the bat. Somebody calling saying you won $1,000.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Kendra, your next chance. Put some money in your pockets. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Less than an hour from now, Wendy Rush will have your next code word for you at 10 o'clock. 9:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Weird, wild, wacky news. I know you have yours. I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that after Journey and Who's Crying Now.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news that we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, Carla.
Yes.
Over at Town Square, Las Vegas Boulevard South and Sunset. A thief near San Diego grabbed $80,000 in gold necklaces from a jewelry store, ran out of the store last week, but cops actually knew who it was because his fanny pack got snagged in the door, fell off, his ID was in the fanny pack. They just tracked him down.
The worst part of that is that he was carrying a fanny.
Yeah. Right. If you're going to rob a store, don't.
Okay. All right.
Bring a fanny pack.
That's unfortunate.
Okay. The other story was good, too, but not worth it. A guy in Iowa got arrested for hitting a Burger King worker with a phone because he wouldn't accept a coupon.
Oh, well, yeah.
So he's at the Burger King with his mom. Here's what that mayhem sounded like. Meatloaf! Cutting out the coupons.
Oh, my God. Cutting out the coupons.
We're not a coupon-cutting family.
3-year-old boy, Jefferson City, Missouri, covered his father's car and the family dog in white paint.
Oh, boy.
Dad, after he did it, he figured, well, I better get some film. He videotaped some of it so other parents could see what it's like to raise children. He was asleep when his son did it. Cassius is his name. He got into the paint. Aaron spent about 3 hours trying to get the paint off of his car. Didn't work out so well. So watch your kid. And listen to this. You think you have problems finding a date. A man who calls himself the Pakistani Hulk is looking. Oh, it gets better.
Really?
Yes. He's looking for love. Arbab Kaiser is his name. He's 6'6". Weighs 960 pounds.
Yeah.
Hopes to one day wrestle in the WWE. Considered by most to be the world's strongest man, Arbab consumes 10,000 calories a day. Has a breakfast that includes 36 eggs and a gallon of milk.
Wow.
He also eats 7 pounds of meat for lunch. I would love his life. He says, in the last 7 years, I've been desperately looking for love, and I've seen 200 to 300 girls. But they were all an average weight. I need a heavyweight wife, so I do not hurt her.
Well, look at it this way. At least he's considerate.
Yeah, he is.
And he's honest.
And listen to this, ladies. All the women who have wanted to marry me so far have been too skinny.
So he's looking for a beefy woman.
Yeah. I mean, okay. He's afraid. He weighs almost 1,000 pounds, this guy. And I would imagine, you know, you don't mind buffets if you're dating him and been sitting there for a while, too. Well, he just, no, keep eating, honey. You got to keep your weight up, don't you? Oh, my God. It is only Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news you can walk away with. Well, little boy, little six-year-old boy, raised a couple of dollars for Australian brush fire victims. Six-year-old Hingham. Yeah, Hingham. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. His name is Owen. I'm sorry. His name is Owen. He's out of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
He raised more than $250,000 for victims of the Australian brush fires. Now, listen to what he did. He made baby koala bears out of clay, and he sold them to friends, family. Sales started blowing up. He had to make a bunch more, so they started a GoFundMe campaign so he can sell them on there. And he was inspired to do this after learning that the brush fires claimed the lives of so many animals, including thousands now of koala bears. And he has his little clay koalas on Instagram if you want to see them, but you can check out his GoFundMe campaign as well. They're little clay koalas. That's $250,000, people.
Nicely done.
Well, boy.
Should have bought stock in Play-Doh.
I guess so. Jeez.
Man.
Last week it was turd art.
Yeah. Now it's...
this kid's doing clay art.
Clay koalas.
Cool. That's really cool.
That's why we say anytime you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. So submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon with Wendy Rush, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Who's recapping the show this morning?
Yeah, this is so funny. This happened last week, and now people are recapping our show. Daniel said, so, don't let your kids lead the happy birthday song.
Nope.
Will, no. Will J-Lo show her crack? Okay. Okay. Carla's nemesis is still evil. Aww. Even if you live in Iowa, ditch the fanny pack and stay out of trouble, or Kim Kardashian's going to be representing you in court. You won't understand a word she says.
That's what people learned this morning on this morning show.
Go. There you go.
Wow, nicely done.
Sounds so highbrow, Daniel. Sounds so highbrow.
It does.
That's why people can't turn us off, apparently.
If you listen throughout the entire show, feel free to give us your own recap at the end of the show. Just text it to 702-739-9636. All right, Wendy Rush coming in next. About 20 minutes from now, she'll have another code word for you. Win $1,000, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Otherwise, you do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Yes.
We're back tomorrow morning.
It's the
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.